Good to be back. Okay, our scripture. We'll do scripture first and then a prayer after. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
How are y'all doing? I know it would be asking quite a bit to ask you, how many of you have any idea what I spoke on the last time I was here? Is there anybody? You have heard a number of good messages since then, I know. But it was about the cup. Three cups. You know, this portion of scripture, I really don't know who wrote it on my calendar. I'm guessing it was me, because I'm the only one that lives there. But I have no idea where it came from. You know, like what prompted me to write it down. But I wrote it down, and then when I read it, yeah. Now, we're going to do a little bit of dissecting here of various words. Now, and I realize that the version that Don read is a little bit of a different version than what I speak on. I usually use the New King James Version. And so when we'll come to certain words, then you'll maybe ask, where did you get that from? Well, I got it from the New King James Version. Anyway, there's some absolutely incredible things in this portion of Scripture. And I pray, Heavenly Father, may there be something in this portion for every single person that is here. Something to be learned. Something to enlighten. Something to reveal. Something to enrich our walk with you. Maybe grasp something or have a new understanding, Lord God, an understanding that we've never had before. But I pray, Lord God, that you will honor and glorify your name through your word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Simon Peter, he was a bondservant. Do you know what a bondservant is? What's a bondservant? I have my hearing aids, but they're not. Somebody, what's a bondservant? A slave. It's a slave. And he says, I'm a slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Whoa. And he is writing this to those who have, here's a great word, obtained. Obtained. I've got it. I've received it. I know it. Like precious faith Peter is talking, okay, he's comparing those that have received the faith that he has received. Like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace. Grace. What's grace? Unmerited favor. Some people say that's receiving something you don't deserve. But also, grace is movement. Movement. You know, I remember when my sweet Carol, when our daughter-in-law first came to our house, and so they chatted, and as she walked away from the house to her car, Carol related this to me, and she said, "I just sensed that here is a young lady with a positive step, knowing her way." Well, that's one way of doing it. When we watch figure skaters, wow, there's some grace there, isn't there? It's so incredible. How do we move? Have you ever been in a mall and watched people? How many of you have ever sat and watched people? They're just interesting characters, aren't they? Huh? But I've been so often. I'm just so taken by how many people walk with their head down.
Like you're looking for money.
But they look downcast. Like they look concerned, worried. They look, instead of their head up and with a smile on their face and ready to speak to somebody. You know, I'm always taken by those people that if I will approach them and talk to them and bang, they're engaged instantly, you know, like, and they have answers and they respond instantly. I remember walking in a sidewalk on a rainy day in Jasper. It was a rainy day and here's a couple coming up and she was carrying an umbrella. And he wasn't under the umbrella. And I said, "What's going on here? Like, this doesn't seem right. You know, like, she's got an umbrella, but the man is not under the umbrella." And he said, "Oh, but I have a hat." Isn't that good? Just a little bit further, I met another couple, and here the same thing. But this time I looked and no, he wasn't wearing a hat. And the lady was under the umbrella, but he wasn't. And I thought, well, I'm going to try this one more time. So I said, "What's going on here? It's raining. And she's under the umbrella and he's not." And you know what his response was? "But I'm not made of sugar." I thought, wow, he was thinking, you know, like he was with me right away. It's so good. Peter is here saying, talking about having obtained this precious like faith. And then he talks about grace and the peace. And then in this version, it uses the word multiplied. Multiplied. And as I read further in this scripture, there's another mathematical term used, and it's add. Now, when you went to school, what's the first thing that you learned in arithmetic? Huh? Adding. You learned to add. And then when it came to the point where now you're supposed to learn multiplication. Huh? And in the back of the scribbler, there was a chart, and you could actually memorize. Did your scribblers have that? And there was a chart there, and you could memorize and really learn how to multiply. And, you know, I was interested in, okay, he says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." So, multiplication, like, it just seems like this is major increase. Major increase. What do we know? What do we know of the Lord? As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. All things that pertain to life. And godliness. And through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Glory. What's glory? An old rancher friend that used to live in Oyen once said to me, he said, Rick, glory is the atmosphere of heaven. I shall never forget that. Glory is the atmosphere of heaven. But there's also some other word that I found interesting in the dictionary, and it is renown. Renown, okay? Renown. The condition of being widely known. Like if this stuff is multiplied to us, then it has mushroomed, it has grown, it is still growing, and it is increasing tremendously because it's multiplication. We have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. Great and precious promises. You know, I had the privilege of sitting and having pizza with a fellow that has been in my class in Drumheller. And it doesn't live very far from here. And so we were down at the Boston Pizza and had a pizza there and chatted. What a blessing it was for me to sit with him. And he's telling me further. Now, when I go into the institution, I never ask the guys why they're there. Never. If they offer it to me, okay, I will receive it. But if I never ask them, why are you here? I sometimes ask them, why did you come to chapel? Well, we heard about you. But today, when we're out of the prison, I asked this man, why were you there? And he told me, I won't tell you. But you begin to learn a little bit about, in this case, he was a very blessed man, and he knows it. A very blessed man because his family, his spouse and children, continuing loving him and being with him and standing by him. And that does not happen very often, ladies and gentlemen. There's not very many guys that are incarcerated, and when they come out, there are family that are waiting for them. It just doesn't happen. They're a write-off. Done. Anyway, there are great and precious promises, and we know it, don't we? Do we thank God for our precious promises every day? Huh? I do. My, is he ever good? Anyway. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Divine nature. Okay, so if somebody sees you, observes you, what do they see? Do they see grace in motion? Grace is a motion. Do they see grace in motion? Or what do other people see when they see us? Can they kind of tell, like, wow, this person is different? If we are partakers of the divine nature, then in most cases it should be virtually visible without even interacting with the individual. Do you have a smile on your face? Life is a drag. No, I don't want to die. I'm going to live, but life is a drag. To me, it's not. To me, it's not. Life is a joy. Life is an absolute thrill. Why? Because the next word says, having escaped. Having escaped. Do you recognize, if you are a born-again believer, do you recognize that you have escaped? What have you escaped? The corruption that is in the world through lust. That's good. That is absolutely wonderfully good. But, and I've said this here before, and I'll say it again, the word but, the great word, but. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence. What's that? What's all diligence? What is the word diligence? Okay. Now, the English language is an absolutely fabulous language because, it, you know, one word will have four or five meanings. But when you think of diligence, what do you think about? What hits you? Consistency. Consistently do. Okay, thank you. Some other thought. Diligence.
Giving your utmost attention.
One of the meanings that the dictionary I read in uses is careful, hard work. Diligence. Careful, hard work. Now, I know I'm standing in danger here of people saying, come on, Rick, don't talk to us about works. Well, yeah, I will. Because God's Word teaches it. And he says here, giving all diligence, and then he uses another other mathematical term, add. And I, you know, I'm maybe a little weird, because you know now I'm thinking, okay. At the beginning there, it uses the word multiplied, and that's in reference to what God does. And then later it says add in reference to what we ought to do. Oh. Does that mean that we're the kindergarten ones? We do the adding, but he does the multiplying. These are some thoughts that come into my mind. Like he does the multiplying, he says, but I want you to add to your faith virtue. And there are seven things actually that we are supposed to add to our faith. Seven things. Now that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Seven seems to be a rather important number to God. Seven. And he says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Those are two. And to knowledge, self-control. Gary was telling us about self-control here before the service. He had been in a violin shop. I know the feeling, Gary. You know, it used to be when I was quite a bit younger, and we were still buying record albums in stores. It didn't matter in what kind of a drugstore I walked into. If there was a record stand, I had to go through all of those records. And if there was one that I thought I might like, I had to buy it. There was no self-control. I just had to buy this. Oh, and to self-control, we're still adding. To self-control, perseverance. Dig in your heels. Oh no, digging in your heels, that means whoa, 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 stop. No. Dig in and drive forward with perseverance. When you know where you're going, go. Perseverance. And to perseverance, add godliness. Isn't Isn't that quite a recipe that he's given us here? This is what you do. Like you act. Like, you know, I was chatting with that man having his pizza, and he was thankful that when he came out of the institution, his wife was there and she does the cooking. And I have the joy of cooking for myself. And I assured him that I have never yet put anything together that I couldn't eat. You know, like, I can do this. So if I'm going to make a carrot salad, then, okay, what am I going to add to it? Like, how many of you ladies, when you make a carrot salad, it's just carrots, period. That's it. Just, no. You wouldn't do carrot salad, just carrots. Like, there has to be other stuff added. And I know for a fact that I've made carrot salad. There is not a lady on the face of the earth that has put stuff in that I put in. And it's wonderful. Adding stuff. It's not just carrot salad. We're adding stuff. And here this is what Peter is saying. Add this kind of stuff. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. How many Christians are there? And of course we don't know. Praise God we don't. But how many people are there that, okay, I'm looking after myself. And you better look after yourself. And your suffering, that's your problem. That's not mine. No, he says, you need to add some brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. You know, when I go into Drumheller to the class, and oh, last week, oh, you should have been there. I know you couldn't, but it was absolutely fantastic. I had 24 guys in the medium. And it was absolutely wonderful. And these guys, they walk in there. And of course, I have, like I mentioned before, I have no idea why they're there. Well, they've committed some kind of a crime. Yes, but what? And if they will receive it, I give them all a hug. That's just the way it is. You just give them all a hug. And I'll tell them, I love you, man. I love you. And I'll also tell them, I don't love your sin. I don't even love sin in my own life, let alone in yours. But I love you. Why? Because I choose to. I choose to add to brotherly kindness, love. Love. Oh no, folks, if we just love what is lovely, it's shaky at best. We need to determine to love with what did it say? Giving all diligence. This could be hard. This could be hard to do this addition. Like when I started school and learned adding, well, okay, that wasn't very good, but multiplication, that's like, whoa, man. That is horrible. Well, one inmate described something to me. I'm not sure if it was just the last Wednesday or earlier. He said, when people argue that there's a triune God, he said, that doesn't work. Because if you have God the Father and you add the Son, now you have two. Then you add the Holy Spirit, now you have three. He says, don't add. Multiply. Multiply. And what have you got? You have one God, the Father. And you multiply by one, you have what? You still have one. Because one times one is one. And you multiply by another one, and you still have one. We have a triune God, three in one. And to me, this kind of stuck. See, God seems, and I'm going to be reading my Bible quite regularly now, and I'm going to be watching for this. it's mathematics in the God's Word. Because I have a sneaking suspicion that when it talks about God in mathematics, it'll be multiplication. When it comes to humans, there's a good possibility it will be addition. We're in kindergarten. I'm just challenging myself, and I'm challenging you. When you read the Word, and when you come to mathematical equations, how is it? What's the application? How does it work? Oh, I got to get out of here! My goodness, four. There's a word four. If these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Four. He who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to the point of blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Surely we don't forget that, do we? Therefore, brethren, sisters, did you put that in, or did your version actually have that? Don? Huh? You put it in. Okay, that's great. I would do the same. In this version it says, therefore, brethren, sisters, be even more diligent. Oh, more careful, hard work to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. How many of you like to stumble? Nobody. Nobody likes to stumble. I don't like the idea of stumbling in my spiritual walk. Do you? We don't want to stumble in our spiritual walk. We've got to do these things. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly. Somehow when I read that, I see multiplication again. Supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But lastly, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. It says, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Follow me. I just thought, what a fantastic portion of Scripture Peter has left us with. May we recognize the multiplication that God desires to do in our life, and recognize the addition that we should diligently do in order that we may grow and flourish. God bless you, folks.